ABC's news magazine 2020 has been promoting what they call the ultimate reality show.
Friday on ABC, 2020's cameras take you inside a unique television event. Five couples desperate to adopt, all competing for one baby. Hers, the teenage mother holding all the cards. Friday, see it all. An extraordinary situation. One teenager, one baby, and five couples. Four will lose. One will get the baby of their dreams.
Who will get this baby?
Heartbreaking, exhilarating. Surprising
and offensive, according to hundreds of viewers who lodged complaints with the network. The episode of 2020 is called Be My Baby, and as the promo explains, it will follow a pregnant teenager and the five couples vying to adopt her child. The show and its dramatic promotional segments have already caused a stir among adoption advocates who say it's wrong to treat a child as a trophy. Maureen Ryan writes about television for the Chicago Tribune, and she joins us now. The network has already received hundreds of complaints. What has broadly been the reaction to this?
The main complaint was that it treated the life of a child as part of a game show or a reality show, when it's in fact, you know, a very profound and very intimate event in people's lives.
The network says that they were actually trying to promote adoption in some way, to take people inside the process, and in doing so perhaps encourage more people to take a child into their home.
I'm sure that that was an impulse, and 2020 has done several other reports on adoption, some of which have won prizes.
And Barbara Walters is an adoptive parent.
Exactly. So I think just even beyond the promos, many people were concerned, even before the promos began airing, about whether it would depict adoption accurately.
But when you hear, as we did in the promotion, you hear Barbara Walters say, who will take this child home? You know, there are winners and there are losers, and it makes it seem like this is adoption as sport.
I think it's important to note that that language wasn't just in that promo. There was a little promo couple of minutes at the end of a 2020 broadcast where similar language was used. And then in the actual tape that I viewed yesterday, they used the language like lightning round and extraordinary competition. So, yeah, there was that language, and it was throughout the promotion for the show.
Is the network repentant, or do they defend this?
Their position was that the brouhaha over the promos was overshadowing very important journalism that they did. But this language was scattered throughout the broadcast itself that I saw, the advanced copy, which basically they wouldn't come out and say, we are going to change the show, but the public relations person I spoke to said a couple of times that we always work on our pieces right up until air. So, you know, that is most likely the case with this show.
You cover the television industry. Is this segment of 2020 a sort of sign of the times? Does it show just how far the bar has moved? We're talking about a teenage mother. She's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's interviewing these families and in something that they bill as the ultimate reality show.
Well, I think to some degree, a lot of these shows are entertainment shows anyway. I think the bar, or that wall that separated entertainment and news, had to some degree fallen a while ago. I mean, if they're doing hour-long or two-hour-long specials on The Apprentice on Dateline, that's not exactly journalism as we understand it as far as hard news goes. So to some degree, the wall was already down. I think definitely every single television news executive and producer is thinking about, how can I compete with reality TV?
But we're talking about the news division. I mean, news
I
is the ultimate reality show.
And, you know, two of the couples involved I spoke to, and they said that, you know, there is an element of competition in adoption. There is an element of putting yourself up against other people, which is a natural fit for the reality genre. But as the outpouring of response proved, people aren't ready for that line to be crossed when it's not about dating, it's not about winning $1 million, it's about, you know, the life of a human being.
Maureen, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Maureen Ryan covers the television industry for the Chicago Tribune.